Proclamation number 2223, dated the January 29th, 1942. Selfishness. God's intervention is the last resort. In their inconceivable selfishness, humanity will destroy itself if God does not use an effective countermeasure in order to reduce this selfishness. The human being only thinks about himself, and the fate of his fellow human beings generally leaves him unaffected. His thinking and behavior is accordingly only ever calculating to obtain the greatest possible advantage for himself, which spiritually has a tremendously detrimental effect. Hence every day spent striving for earthly advantages is lived in vain. And at the present time only a small number of people in the world keep their spiritual progress in mind. But they do not indifferently ignore their fellow human beings' adversity. Instead, they try to alleviate it where possible and make sacrifices themselves, for they consider other people's hardship more than their own hardship. And it is for their sake that God still hesitates to apply the last resort, because his love would like to spare people our unspeakable suffering where it is possible to persuade them into actions of love without suffering. God's intervention, however, will result in great suffering, for precisely this suffering is intended to change people's hearts. In view of their neighbor's misery and adversity, they are supposed to forget their own hardship, thus fighting their selfish love and only ever striving to alleviate their fellow human beings' misery. Only then will their earthly life be spiritually successful for them. Yet regrettably, especially now people have extremely distinct earthly desires, they crave for the commodities of this earth. Every thought only relates to the question of how they can attain them. As a result, they take no notice of world events and even less of the signs which announce the working of God. They don't pay any attention to the happenings which accompany the spiritual decline. They don't see the infringements which are already deemed acceptable, nor do they pay attention to the wrong concepts of right and justice, and therefore they don't object to the spirit of the times either, the opposition to everything relating to religion. Rather, they consider everything to be right, which can clearly be traced to the opponent's influence. And this is why God asserts his influence, that is, he so evidently counteracts this spiritual shallowness that it can be seen by those who want to see. For he assumes all power. He renders people powerless. He lets them feel that they, by themselves, are incapable of preventing God's intervention, that they will have to endure it without being able to change it in the slightest. And then they will only be able to change their character if they are willing to do so. They will be provided with endless opportunities to kindle the spark of love within themselves, to feed it into a flame and then become appropriately active with love. If they don't make use of this lost possibility, they cannot be helped on earth anymore. For those whose selfishness is too extensive will not be able to recognize their real function even then. They will fear for their life and their possessions and, if possible, try to replace what they have lost. In the case God's intervention will have been in vain for them, then they will have to bear the consequences of their unspiritual state, since this is what they want, for they cannot be forcibly released from their selfishness. Amen.